Morning Edition Steve Inskeep is reporting from Cairo on what comes after the revolution there. The generals who now control Egypt promised to bring democracy, though that means more than just elections.
In recent days, we've reported on building blocks of democracy here, like the protection of minorities, the drive for a more independent press, or the right to privacy from government spies. We're also finding out how the state treats those who dissent. Some of the protesters who thought they won when Hosni Mubarak left have found out they haven't won yet. And this is the story of what happened after Mubarak to a young man known as the Singer of the Revolution. We're listening to a song about Mubarak called Leave. A little-known young guitarist put protest chants to music. Thousands sang along as he played the song on stage in Tahrir Square. It became a hit on YouTube, and the protest singer became a celebrity.
My name is Rami Assam, and I'm 23 years old.
Rami Assam is an architecture student at Mansour University on the Mediterranean coast. Ever since I was young, I liked to draw, he says, but his heart's not really in architecture. He loves music, Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, Nirvana. After the revolution made him famous, he went into a recording studio. This song sarcastically declares, bend your head, you're living in a democracy. It suggests that Egypt's democracy is not real yet. 6 days ago, Rami Assam played a concert in Cairo. Later, he dropped by Tahrir Square, which protesters were still occupying. And so by chance, he was present when the army swept into the square without warning and ripped down protesters' tents, as captured on a YouTube video. The army arrested more than 100 people, including the singer Rami Assam. He says men in army uniforms dragged him to the Egyptian National Museum, which had become a security headquarters. By the time the army released him, he could barely walk. When we met Rami Assam, he was lying face down on the same twin bed he slept in as a child. His shirt was off, and the blanket was pulled down halfway. He didn't want anything touching the red gashes and welts all over his back. What are the injuries on your back? He says that men in army uniforms took him to a courtyard, stripped him to his shorts, beat him, and more.
In addition, that there's a soldier and an officer who jumped into the air and gone down on his head with his leg.
So you say they used a whip, they used a stick, they used metal rods, they stomped on your head, and electricity. I'm sorry to ask this question. Where did they apply the electricity?
All over his body.
He says he couldn't see exactly since his face was on the ground, but he could feel it. In one way, Rami Assam may be lucky. He was, at least, released. Many civilians arrested in recent weeks have been taken before military courts as the government seeks to maintain control of the streets. Last night, the army had yet to make a formal statement on Rami Assam's case. Yet even with the marks on his back, the singer of the revolution refuses to condemn the army as a whole. He says, we still believe there are honest people who will investigate what happened. As Rami Assam speaks, the family apartment is filled with friends. They're smoking cigarettes and waiting to help if needed. The young man's mother is in the kitchen, cooking a huge pot of macaroni. People smile when Rami and his brother Shadi recall how their mother feared for them when they joined the revolution. What did your mother say when you went out and started protesting?
In the very beginning, she was very, very afraid, and she wanted, I will come after you. But after that, we have said again and again, we are okay, mother. You have born men, not just young people, and we can do it. She believed in us, and she believed that Rami is a big hero. And yeah.
When you got hurt, did your mother say, I told you so? Yes, they say. Even in pain, Rami Assam smiles. And if that seems strange, just consider that one of Rami Assam's songs is called Laugh, Revolution.
You can hear more of Rami Assam's protest songs at nprmusic.org.